Hello and welcome to a Sunday Reflection. My name is Paul Harvey and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Hello and welcome to A Reflection. So in my conversation last week, I was talking about this idea of passion and work and whether we should be putting our passion into a career or the activities outside of our career. But as I mentioned, my passion, mission and purpose have always been to move people forward, whatever they need. And so long before I was a coach, I was coaching. Now that fits with the idea that no matter what we do in our life, our passion and mission will always find a way out. It gets expressed because that's what we are here to do. Now, I was searching for my purpose and mission for a long time, and most of my pain and despair with life came from that misalignment with what I was doing in the day job to what lights my fire. For me, it's always been about working with people, making a difference to others. Now, I was doing that in the marketing work, and I'm still interested in how that stuff works, but it also meant more and more of my time was dealing with the tech of Facebook and Google. And while those platforms are amazing, they are nothing to do with people. It is about pleasing the algorithm, and I found myself helping people be nice to these platforms rather than helping them get what they want. But let's not get me started on the social media pit that we are digging for ourselves. In this conversation today, I'm going to be looking at the tools that I used to discover more about myself. Now, when people ask me how do they find purpose and meaning, I've come to realize that it's both difficult and an easy problem. What they're actually really saying is, who am I? I touched on this a few weeks back with the shortcast about identity. In that show, we talked about labelling, because it's so easy to choose to identify oneself by the work that we do, particularly if that aligns with who we think we are. It is a fascinating problem. While I was talking to some new people recently, I consciously looked to start the conversation without asking what they did for a living. It is so difficult to hold a conversation beyond the immediate and not ask, what do you do? You see, it's a point of reference for who we are. And that is why purpose, meaning and who I am is a trip-up question. We naturally want to align our daily activities with these functions and values. So how do we do all that? Well, you know, as I said, it's a long journey. 30 years ago, I went to see a company that specialised in career development. They did various psychometric tests to explore my skills and values. The key results identified qualities and they suggested roles and careers that would fit my skill base. I think they suggested the event industry. That was a long time ago. That exploration cost me a lot of money and I didn't find the job out of it, but I was fascinated by the testing process. And over the years, I've done loads of these tests looking for answers to see if any one of them would have the magic sauce to give me the direction I needed. Gosh, but back then those tests were so crude and often terribly misused by HR departments. I had a friend in the 90s who went for a job with British Telecom. He was told he did not get the role because he failed the personality test. Make of that what you will, but I suspect it means he didn't align with what they were looking for in terms of a type of personality for the role. I also could suggest the person that told him meant well, but needed a little bit more training in how to deliver such news. See, these tests were designed to determine individual skills and qualities. You know, some are strengths-based, others look at your operational skills as you are a starter, a finisher, a technician. It's all about how will you perform under different conditions. Now, they've really come on a long way since then, and I did some research for this show, and it's a massive field with loads of players. And it makes sense because recruitment is such big money. So making a bad hire is a disaster for a company. So I could see how this field would grow, because if the tests work and the business gets a good hire, everybody's happy. One of the tests I did find useful was the Myers-Briggs. Now, I knew about Myers-Briggs from my marketing work because it's often mentioned in marketing circles because it's used as much for ad targeting as it is used for recruitment and hiring. The Myers-Briggs is based on 16 personality types, and I am an assertive campaigner. Who knew? At the time, I found it quite useful, and reading the profile, it really resonates well with who I, with my sense of who I thought I was. Now, unlike many of those tests I've already mentioned, you can do the Myers-Briggs, a version of Myers-Briggs, a kind of stripped down version, I think, for free. It's called 16personalities.com. And it really does help you define some key traits of who you are. Of course, there's an upsell so for a deeper analysis, but you probably don't need it because the actual information they give you is actually quite interesting. You know, it's a nice place. I say it's a window to look at yourself through. Now, there's another test I did that I think is probably better. So one of my all-time favorite podcasts before Life, Passion and Business was The Good Life Project with Jonathan Fields. Now, he's a ex-lawyer turned yoga teacher turned podcaster. And he has been exploring this idea of critical drivers for years. He's been involved with positive psychology and various other practices. And he's been able to identify 10 driving ideas, which he calls Sparky types. Hence, it's the Sparky type test. That test was really interesting for me because it identifies core drives and a supporting drive. Now, I came up as the advisor and the sage. So my role and purpose is to coach, which is the advisor or mentor. And that is so true because I do it everywhere I go. I've always been looking to support people in their chosen direction. The sage is my ability to remember and capture information. And I do this to help myself and help others on their journey. And I've always done that as well. You know, I have to say so far, everybody who I've directed towards this test have found it fitted their patterns. And for me, it settled a lot of questions and it's taken a struggle out of identifying my niche in the world. It's been going for a few years now and Jonathan has just launched a follow-up book that takes this work further. So it's definitely worth exploring. So look, I'll put a link to the Sparky type test in the show notes, or you can Google it and find it yourself. The test is free and worth a go. But here's the thing, tests can only tell you so much. You know, they're a window into the soul at the end of the day, but we are relying on someone else's interpretation of our answers to answer something that we should already know. The point is, it is our job and responsibility to do the work. Are you prepared to do the digging to go inside of yourself? Because that's where you'll find the biggest insights. And I know it's hard. You know, I'm 58 and still doing this stuff. I do this with journaling. I use a prompt or I just write a question. I mean, there are loads of journal prompts. You can find them all over the place. But I tend to start writing and see what question turns up. And then I sit with the question and often the answer just comes. And some of those answers, I'm often really surprised at what they are. And when you read them back, you think, well, where did that come from? And some of those questions, those answers, you know, I discuss them with people, you know, I discuss them with my wife or my mentor, and we see if they have any insights. You see, that's the point. When you are working with a coach, and that's why it's so powerful, because the coach asks the question and then another question depending on the answer you've just given. And it makes you dig and go into places you may not choose to go there without prompting. But back to who am I? See, it is an open question and only you can do the work to determine who you are. But what I can say is this. When we define ourselves by the things that are on the outside, that is when we get lost. Children move on and to their own lives. Jobs and careers end. Partners leave or die. The only consistency is you, your mind and your body. See, who you are is not about tests. It's not about labels. It's not about other people's opinions. It's about who you want to be. My suggested homework for you this week is try one or both of the tests and journal your thoughts. So I would love to hear your feedback, either from the tests or your journaling. Catch up with me on Facebook or send me an email. I would just love to hear your feedback. Anyway, that's it for this week. So if you are interested in exploring what is possible for yourself, do check out the resources tab at lifepassionandbusiness.com. You'll find the coaching that I offer in Focus Coaching or Midlife Coaching. And there's also the 5 Questions Workbook, so you can explore that for yourself. Go to the show notes for this podcast to find the links for the different tests. And that's it for this week. So, as always, do support your content creators with likes and shares, because that's how this ecosystem grows. Thank you so much for your time and attention, and I'll catch you next time. All the best.